On the internet, what you can do is you can set up a YouTube page, right? Now, a YouTube page is basically a TV channel of your own, which you control.
Right.
So, what he's been doing for the last couple of months is uploading 2 videos a day, slagging off Stephen Sears, slagging off John Sears, slagging off the Sears family, saying that they're police informers. Coming on saying that I'm gay and that I go down to gay bars and that I'm having sex with gay men. And basically what we did was we didn't...
Surely that's slander, isn't it?
It is. So all of these videos have been getting removed by, you know, you have to file a report. It's time consuming, Charlie. You have to put a report in to YouTube, defamation of character, etc. But what we did, Charlie, was I had a good sit down with Stephen and had a chat with the chaps, and we basically just said, look, the only way to shut this guy up is by doing this lie detector test. Now, a few years ago, Paddy Conroy took a lie detector test with a guy called Terry Mullins, who's based in Essex. Terry Mullins is the guy who Paddy had his lie detector test with a few years ago. Now, he constantly goes on and on and on his channel about having a lie detector test, and that one of his things he keeps saying is that he says that the Sears brothers have had him arrested, they've blamed him for murders and this, that and the other. And he smokes too much cannabis.
I'll tell you what he is, he's a bitter, twisted old man, mate.
Yeah, so what we did was...
One-eyed old man.
Yeah, so what we did was, we took Stephen down, me and Neil Jackson, drove down to Essex on Friday with Steve, 566-mile all-round trip, so that's where I was when you were trying to ring us, and we sat Stephen down in front of the lie detector guy, and Stephen, we recorded it, and we put that out on YouTube in its full entirety yesterday, it's just over an hour long. He interviews him, and then he asks him 3 relevant questions, and the 3 relevant questions he asked him were, are you a police informer? Have you ever had a police officer by the name of Gil Smith, you know, attend any of your trials or whatever? Have you ever worked for any agency or whatever? You know, those were the 3 questions, and he passed it with 100% accuracy.
Do you know what? It's all fucking time-wasting, isn't it?
Well, it's wasted a month of my life, Charlie. Time that I could have been doing other stuff, but at the end of the day, mate, at least
what
it's...
What you want to do is write another book and put that all in it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it'll go in. I mean,
Jesus is a fucking bomb pot, mate.
He is, mate. He is.
He's a horrible, nasty, one-eyed cunt, mate. People like that don't deserve fresh air, mate. He's a fucking horrible cunt.
It's you know, character assassination. I mean, unfortunately...
Yeah, unfortunately
for him...
He kept his fucking mouth shut and do something about it.
You know what really kickstarted...
That's why he's probably doing it.
Well, what kickstarted it, of course, was that his house was raided a few years ago. He had drugs raided his house. His computers and phones were taken. Stephen obviously heard about it. So Stephen put a post on social media calling him a paedophile. So then what Paddy Conroy did was, he rang the police and he got Stephen nicked. And he made a 5-page statement. Stephen went to court, and Stephen was for malicious communications on the internet. Paddy thought he was going to have his day in court with Stephen, but what Stephen did was he let it go to the trial, and then he basically pleaded guilty. So Paddy didn't have to go to court, didn't get a chance to face up to him in court. So since then, it's just been, you know, he's called him a paedophile online.
He's probably shitting himself. It's all coming out, and he's doing all this to make sure they can't touch him anyway. If anyone touched him now, the sires would be nicked for it.
But you know what he's doing now? You know what he's doing now, Charlie? I mean, some of these videos, he's bringing dead people into it. There's obviously Viv Graham was shot dead. There's a couple of unsolved shootings and a couple of unsolved murders up here. He keeps going on about them. He says he's going to solve them. And then there's a poor guy called Kicker Minikin, who is a missing person from 1986. He's saying that he's going to use YouTube show with this boxer who he's done a podcast with, Decker Heggie, who's also, you know, also been...
Oh, I know that Heggie.
Do you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, he's been doing a podcast with him.
That Heggie, right, see that Decker?
Uh-huh.
He was sniffing around my missus.
Was he?
Yeah, honestly, and I got him somewhere and I got to talk to him. I said, if you fucking lay one finger on my missus, I will blow your fucking legs off.
Wow.
He's a prize fighter, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he fought my fighter in Newcastle a few years ago when I was doing Unlicensed.
Yeah,
Gary,
the question is, how many people listen to that Conroy shit?
3,000 a day.
Fuck it. And what you got to realise, 1,000 of them probably believe it.
Well, that's it, yeah. And that's why Stephen had to do
and
what he did.
That's the sad thing, mate.
Well, that's, to be honest now, though, what's happened since we put ours out, and it's funny because he clearly hasn't watched Stephen's lie detector test, is that as soon as he's heard about it, he's going, yeah, but is it with Terry Mullins? Terry Mullins is the main man. He's the one who did mine. You can't get better than him. But he hasn't even watched it, and that's who's done it.
Fucking hell. Anyway, listen, I bet you got an headache over all this.
Well, listen, it's been 4 weeks, which I could have done without, mate, but at least, like Stephen said to me when we came back from Essex, he went, you know what? I feel like that's a huge weight off my shoulder. He says,
anyway, what about that football last night?
I tell you what, Gareth Southgate deserves a gold medal already for what he's done.
There's only one person in that team who's winding me up.
Go on.
And that's Shaw.
Yeah.
Every time he got that ball, 99.9% he passed it back.
It's funny that, because I think there's probably better players in that position, but clearly he had him in for the set pieces.
Hey, I'll tell you what about that Sacco, whatever his name is.
Sancho.
Fucking how fast is he?
I've been to the gym. I've done a couple hours at the gym this morning. I was talking to the lads, and we were saying about how many players you've got who can change your game. Foden, Grealish, Saka, and Sancho. We've got four of the best players, young players, in the squad who we can use at any time.
The $1 million question is, yeah, can we do play like that against Italy?
Well, the Denmark game is a big game. I think we'll beat them. I think it'll be a bit tougher, but I think we'll beat them. And I think it'll be Italy in the final. Now, I took Italy to win the final.
Ooh.
I think Italy are a good team, but I think England playing the way they are, I think we can do it. I think it's coming home, Charlie.
Oh, I think so. If it ain't next time, it's never going to be, is it?
Nah, I mean, this team got to the semis of the World Cup, and they weren't quite firing on all cylinders.
Do you know what we have got? I think we got one of the best goalkeepers in the world, mate.
Well, Pickford's a Macam, of course. He's from Sunderland, so he's not very popular in Newcastle. But for England, he does really well. Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? And I love Jordan. Yeah. I do love Jordan Henderson in the centre midfield for England.
Anyway, look at these two books I've just got. I've just signed for them now. They've just come and given them to me.
What other than?
One's called The Choice.
Yeah.
Even in Hell, Hope Can Flower. It's the autobiography of Edith Edgar, who survived Auschwitz.
Oh, that's now that's an interesting book for you to read.
Oh, I can't wait to read this. Fucking hell. And it's got a picture on the front of the railway tracks leading straight to Auschwitz.
Me and my mum, once COVID lifts, we're going to go there, Charlie.
I think everyone should go there.
Yeah, it's an education.
And the other one is, believe it or not, it's really issued, The Secrets of the Craze, My Life in the Firm, The Dirty Grass, John Dixon.
Oh, right, so it's just a re-release of it, yeah?
I'll tell you what, Steve, when you think about it, they've got a cheat writing books about them when they grass them up.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the twins brought out our story, it was like the dam.
Yeah, but no, this John Dixon went in the fucking Queen's Evidence.
He did, yeah, he did.
He put them away for 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, Donoghue, you've got Donoghue
and then
as well.
He writes a fucking book about him.
Donoghue wrote a book, didn't he, as well?
Fucking hell.
The book that should be done, which will never be done, of course, is Ian Barry. That would be an interesting one.
Top guy. I met him about three times inside. See that man? He done his bird like a proper man, mate.
Still alive as well. Lives in Scotland.
Yeah, he was a fucking lovely, lovely man, Ian, you know.
Yeah, I've seen recent pictures. Well, I'm saying recent, a couple of years ago, I've seen a couple of pictures of him. From his son sent us them. He says, just don't put them out there, Steve. I says, no, I would never do that. He says, but yeah. I've always said to him, does your dad not
fancy? Yeah, that'd be a nice book, that, Ian.
He just says he's taken exactly the same as Squibby. He said, I'm taking the secrets to me grave.
Yeah, Yeah, fucking hell, that's a proper geezer, that, isn't it?
You don't get many like that. And John and Squibby, obviously, who was, you know, great pals, as you know, with the Craze, he said to his son, because, I mean, I spoke to his son after his dad's funeral, and he contacted me, and he just said, you know, my dad doesn't want anything done with it. He's told us to burn everything.
Yeah, I fucked my bird off last Friday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, fucking had enough of her.
Is this, which one was this now, Charlie? Because I sometimes kind of keep up with you, and it's obviously not speaking of you for a few months.
I've been with this one for about 6 months.
Now, is this the young one?
Yeah, Gemma.
Yes, was she
36.
36, that's right. Aye.
No kids.
Yeah.
Lives just up the road from Big Ben, Westminster.
Yeah, just getting too much.
Got on my nerves, mate. Fuck, got on my nerves. I never phoned her one day, and phoned her, and she said, why didn't you phone me? I said, hey, hold up, I'm in fucking prison. Not an hotel. Fuck's sake. Anyway, she started, mate. I said, that's it then, that's it. I said, you can keep the ring. I said, but I don't want to fucking hear from you anymore.
Was any
you start like that now, before we're even married, you can fuck off.
Yeah, you don't need the stress, man.
Don't need it, mate. I'm looking forward for me fucking jam. We're all not arguing over I ain't called one day.
Now, is there any news on that?
On what? Me bro?
Yeah, on the hearing.
Fuck all, Steve.
Is that the blaming COVID?
Yeah, we're getting there. Hey, listen, have I got any money in the pot?
Yeah, you have. Hold on, I'll get the
How much, roughly?
I'll get the spreadsheet up because for some unknown reason the poetry book is starting to pick up a little bit. Obviously, I know you've got about 620 quid for artwork, and I think right. I think you've probably got a bag of sand for the from your side of the book, but that's not profit. That's your that's your print money back. So I'm sitting on about 1600, mate.
Right, do me a favour, send £100 to Irene.
Okay, will do.
And tell her, drink off Charlie.
Yeah, will do. Well, I should be in touch with that tomorrow, because we said we'd ring each Monday. And hopefully the stuff should arrive. She should have posted it on Friday, so I'm expecting that, I'm hoping that our photographs in the paper.
Oh, she's sending you loads of stuff.
So as long as that arrives tomorrow anyway, that'll be good, and I can have a good route through that, and then I can start getting that scanned, you know?
Yeah, nice one.
And the proof...
I was all excited last night watching that match, you know?
Well, Wednesday night's the next one. What?
Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday is the semi-final.
Oh, it's at Wembley, isn't it?
At Wembley, 60,000 in. What about the young... Did you see the young girl in the tennis yesterday? 18-year-old.
Oh, fuck it, wasn't she brilliant?
Yeah, unbelievable. I love
the... Do you know what? She's enjoying herself and all.
She's ranked 388th in the world.
Wow.
And she's on it. She's just on the... You can just see she's just enjoying the moment. You know what I mean? It's great when that...
Yeah,
it's great
fantastic. One. It's got no fear. She's fearless.
No, it's great when that happens, mate. Good to see. Good to see. And she's British. So she, with Andy Murray crashing out, she'll be the one who gets all the support now.
Yeah, hold up. Let me go. Hold up.
What, is it dinner? No, I'll get it when I come out for dinner. All right, mate.
What's the
dinner?
Fucking
hell, it's getting like King's Cross here.
Son, it's me who's supposed to be busy, not you.
He just came to my door there, I got me laundry.
What you got with your Sunday dinner of the day? Is it chicken, beef?
I've got a nice pork chop.
Yeah.
Roast potatoes.
Lovely.
Then green beans.
Fantastic.
And a nice bit of gravy.
Lovely stuff, mate.
And I'm getting that in about 5 minutes.
What's the dessert today, then?
I have fruit every day.
Oh, you have fruit? No jam, roly-poly, or anything?
Banana, an orange, or whatever. Plus, I buy my own fruit.
Yeah. That's good.
Now I'm not phoning her so often, I'll get more fucking canteen now.
Every cloud's got a silver lining, Charlie.
Every cloud. Right, listen, gotta go, bruv.
Have a good day. Enjoy your Sunday dinner.
Just tell Irene there's a drink off Charlie.
Will do, mate. Take care.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias.